Welcome to Barely Filtered, hosted by us. I'm Aurora Culpo, star of the HBO Max show, The Culpo Sisters. Don't tell my sisters I said so. I'm a recently divorced mom of two living in Los Angeles with my ex-husband. I'm part granola mom, part glamorous jet setter.
I'm Kristen Gaffney, also a mom, a startup nerd who modeled for Sports Illustrated Swimsuit and the founder and CEO of Super Chew. I always like to microdose my coffee before I hit up carpool.
Welcome to Barely Filtered,
our safe space.
Here, we discuss health and wellness, becoming a grown-ass woman, and what's going on in this crazy world. And while we don't agree on everything, we do agree on this.
We want you to live your best f***ing life.
Hi.
I need to take this watch off.
Why? Because it's hideous?
It's disgusting. But you've seen worse. Do you like an Apple Watch better?
Yeah. Because I'm a follower.
They're so clunky.
I like to go with like the masses.
Not me. So I got an IUD 2 weeks ago.
Okay. First one?
Yeah. Have you ever had one?
No, but sometimes like people like I know people who have like had it before kids and then had kids. And
oh, really?
About getting, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people go in and out with it. And I'm like,
Well, how long can you keep it in?
8 years.
Whoa. For You're real?
Right. Yeah.
Are they still copper?
You can get copper. Copper's the one with no hormones. But then
there's
my
other...
old nanny freaked me out about that because she kept every morning. She'd be like, I think I have copper poisoning.
So what is it now? What is it made of?
Metal.
And so did it hurt?
Not at all.
Okay, tell me more.
Not at all.
Okay.
And I've heard horror stories about that.
Mm.
Of people being like, it's incredibly painful.
The install can be painful, I've heard. No? Wow.
Not at all. Nothing.
Are you still going to the same group?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the catch. I got it 2 weeks ago. For the last week, I've noticed, like, my heart rate has been much higher than normal, and I think it's the hormones.
Oh, because it does. How would it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
It could release hormones for 8 years.
For 8 years, right?
No, that can't be.
It's hormones, yeah.
Well, I bet you'll
level out.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because you were on birth control before that, right?
Yeah, but
when's the last time you were on birth control?
Like last year. I stopped in February.
So you were off for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel a big shift from getting off of it to then like so what? It was 6-7
months?
I
didn't have panic during that time.
Did you before?
On and off, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And when I was pregnant, remember how bad my panics would be?
Yeah, but I think it's psychosomatic. I think you'll definitely like level out.
And
I think you'll get used to it.
When that longevity doctor prescribed me progesterone.
Yeah.
And I started taking it like week two, I had like that massive panic attack where I had Bert and Leanne come over.
But you were also taking weird pill. Oh, the other one. I think it's going to equalize because the hormones that the IUD like lets off or
excretes,
yes, emits, okay. Is less than birth control.
You think?
Yeah.
I wonder if we could find that out. So I was up all night, not up all night thinking about it.
Yeah.
But, oh, and I haven't drank in 4 days.
Wow. Me either.
Super easy.
Tell me everything.
So I went to St. Louis last week.
Oh, yeah.
You know how flying gives me panic? I was texting with you, being like, I'm going to die. Yeah,
you Instagram FaceTimed me, and I was like, oh, shit, the plane's going down. It's the only way she can reach me.
I knew.
Because who Instagram FaceTimes?
I was trying to add followers. No, so I was texting Samantha being like, I have a bad feeling about this. I hate flying. I'm a mess.
Yeah, and no one likes
and
flying.
And she was like, you're fine. You're going to land. And so when I was on the plane, so when I got to St. Louis, I was a mess because I hate flying. And then I showed up and ate like the saltiest meal ever.
Okay.
And drank like two or three vodkas. I think I had a vodka on the plane too.
Before the plane.
On the plane. On the way there, I had a vodka. I had 3 vodkas when I got to his house.
Oh, this is on the way there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And then I had
Cottie went to her father-in-law's house in St. Louis.
Yes.
Last weekend. And... okay. So then you like got all there, lubed up, ready to rock?
Yeah. And then I was like, fun, let's drink. And I had like 3 drinks. And then I had like Emo's pizza and just really high sodium. That's what I was chalking it up to.
Yeah.
Then my heart started racing and I grabbed my brother-in-law's watch, put it on. I was like, ugh, it's at like 122, 130. And I was like, shit, here we go again. I'm going to have that tachycardia attack in St. Louis of all places.
What do you think it was from?
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Because then I got home and I was like, oh, we put an offer in on a house. I was traveling. It was just anxiety. I got home and I expected everything to just flatline again, and it hasn't.
How long have you had it? 1 week?
2 weeks.
You got it right before. Oh, no. You got it a week before you went to St. Louis then.
Yes.
Okay. So just so you can, like, you know.
What? Tell me. Give me a timeline.
No, just so you can, like, bow down to my doctorate medical skills.
You're always right.
Compared to folks using the pills and some other hormonal methods, those using hormonal IUDs have much less hormone in their blood.
Really?
Yes. It's a lesser, it doesn't jack, it doesn't like mess with your hormone levels in the same way.
I'm at 76 right now and I'm drinking a Jacques coffee, so.
What? Is that
good? That's pretty good.
I love how you like mention your like your numbers. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Can we see what you are real quick? Sure. Just so I see, like, you know.
Sure. What's normal? What do we want to be? How do I install the watch?
Okay.
Okay. It's on. What do I do?
All right. Is it tight? All right. Now.
All right.
Just give it a minute. What's the ring up top say? The red ring up top.
79. That's what yours said.
Is that what yours says right now?
Well, it did.
Is it moving?
What do I do to turn it off?
Oh, there you go. What's it say now?
63, 61. 60?
Whoa. What's dead. It say now?
60?
Your heart rate's 60?
Yeah.
You lucky bitch.
Is that good?
Did you take anything to drop your heart rate today?
No, I have like low, I have low like blood pressure too, like in a good way.
When's the last time you had a panic attack?
Oh my God. I feel like not that long ago, actually. Not full. They're different than they used to be. Like I
know, right?
Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I can wrap my head around different part. Like I can rationalize. Yeah. Because I feel like I can talk myself out of it.
I can too.
Even if I feel weird, like remember last week we felt weird from the cold brew? Like where it's like I know I feel weird, but I'm like I'm not going to like really, cuz mentally I'm like I feel like I'll always come back from that. So I'm like, I'm not going to actually go there because I know I'm not afraid of not coming back. The reason I used to go full panic is
because I was afraid of not coming back.
I feel like I'm not coming back. Yeah. I'm like keeping myself alive right now. All right. So I think the IUD is going to be a good thing for sure.
So because I was going to go back in this week and be like, take it out.
I don't like using any hormones at all, though.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
But then they tell you that like progesterone, testosterone will give you so much energy. And I'm like,
do you feel like you lost weight in like the months where you weren't on anything? But you were doing so many other things.
Yeah, I was actually.
That's what I like. Two things I worry about the most, like with like the hormones and the birth control, is like weight gain and messing with your like with your emotions too much. You know?
Yeah, it's a bitch.
Are you looking at my boobs?
Well, I was wondering if that was connected to the dress or
it's
if that
a
was
bra,
a bra.
Because I don't know. The dress is cute, but it didn't make enough room for the boob. So
well, it looks like it's attached to the dress.
I know, it's very like Dolce, right? I'm just like.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're fine. Okay, so wait, hold on. We didn't finish the drinking thing. You're not drinking now. So how many days has it been? I love touching base on the drinking.
Sunday, I had like a cocktail on the plane in the morning.
Okay.
But I didn't drink that night. I had a drink Sunday morning. That sounds really bad. Sunday morning.
On the plane?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. That's normal.
But I haven't had one since. And I don't think I'm going to have one until, I don't know when.
Wait, you're just not drinking?
No. I'm not doing anything. I am stone cold sober.
Wait, why?
Why not?
I don't know. You're so diehard, and I love it in a way.
I mean, because I'm just like, if I'm not going to, I don't know. I've had moments where I'm like, now would be a good time. And then it passes.
Well, what made you do the first day? You were just like, oh, I just went too hard this weekend?
My heart rate.
Oh.
Yeah. Where I thought, wow, I wonder if I'm like severely dehydrated from drinking.
Okay, let's circle back really quick.
What?
Because this is, I want to start having like more information when we're like real mm-hmm. facts when you're like questioning something, i.e. your heart rate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so your resting heart rate was what?
I can tell you right now. My resting?
Yeah.
Well, it'll give 79. It'll give me my average right now. My resting, 7-day average resting. I didn't wear my watch for a day. It was 64, but it's 71 right now.
But it was 79 earlier?
79.
Right? Okay, so it goes by age based on like what the ideal it, like beats per minute are.
Yeah.
So you are 60. Just kidding. Okay, so between 36 to 45.
That's what it should be?
No. Age 36 to 45 as a woman. Age 36 to 45. Average is 74 to 78.
Okay. Really?
Good is 70 to 73. Great is 65 to 69. Excellent, which was what I was 60 to 64. Athlete. So like I guess the more like active you are, so your resting is lower. Mm-hmm. Athlete 54 to 59. So, but average is 74 to 78. What are you right now? 70?
74.
Yeah, but you're right. You're basically good. The numbers look similar, like whether you're 18 or 65. But yeah, so I don't know why you're afraid. Why are you always checking that? And you don't even have the real, like, info behind it. You're like, I'm scared. And I'm like, why? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I can feel it pumping. And I go, oh, God, what's happening? And then I look down. I'm like, that's happening. I knew it. I predicted it.
It's funny that you would first not drink alcohol before not drinking coffee.
Isn't that interesting?
Cause,
or that I was like on Fen-Phen for a year and like I was trying to trigger a heart rate and like that didn't scare me. But when it's happening naturally through a hormone in my body, yeah. I'm like, call the police.
Did they say anything from that you would be experiencing anything with hormonally or no?
No, but I also never brought that up with the OB or the OBGYN.
But I think it's fine. I literally think you have no
issue. You really
issue.
Do?
I think you're like the picture of health.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I love talking to you some days.
Some days
every
you're
day,
kind of
every
mean.
Day. Wait, why am I mean?
I don't know. I just, you don't coddle me like I want to be coddled sometimes, but I think that's what makes us funny.
I always coddle you when you need coddling.
I know. Only when I need it.
And then you got offended because I was like, can I see the dress? And you were like,
which dress?
Watch. I'll be like, this VMA look is good.
What do you mean?
Watch, ask for my phone. Remember, you're like, you're so mean. I was like, can I see? You're like, sure. And I was like, don't move. You're like, ugh, you're such a bully. You're like, sure, look
sensitive.
At it.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay, I feel better already. I bet it dropped. Nope, it went up. I think I need to stop wearing the watch for a little bit.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same. Doom, 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 doom. So I have a question. I'm wondering what your take is on expiration dates on food. Like, do you like abide by, like,
it's different for like meats. Meats always say sell by. There's a sell by date on meats, and you have 7 days after the sell by.
I think you have to abide, right?
You do, but it's 7 days after sell by. That's when you need to eat it. And then I do the smell method.
No. I'm talking like expiration date, like where it's like, you know, whether it's canned, packaged, like whatever, anything. Like, do you like immediately go like the minute it expires or like
it's
even a week
trash.
Before? It is?
Milk, if it's a week before it expires, it's in the trash.
See, certain milk, like Whole Foods milk goes bad like so fast.
Yeah.
But then like Horizon or like those that are more like homogenized, I feel like stay good for like weeks after they say.
No. No, you know why? Because when I buy it and I go, I always buy it and say it's like August. And I'll be like, ew, this expires like halfway to like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you've got time.
So that freaks me out. So if it's like a week before expiration with those, I'm like, nope. The shelf life, especially, you know what people don't pay attention to?
What?
Those nut milks, all those non-dairy milks where it's like expiration, 6 months. But then you read the fine print and it's like dispose 7 days after opening.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing. After you open it, certain things do like go bad. But I was reading something that says that a lot of those expiration dates like aren't actually real, that it's more of like a reference point for grocery stores so they know when to like sort of turn over the merchandise. And Duran always is like I don't like, why are you throwing that away? Like, it wasn't even opened. Like,
that,
you know,
that totally tracks. Duran would be like, it's fine.
Yeah. He was like, it's fine. Like, what are you doing? But I mean, I guess I'm talking more like canned and like packaged
canned?
Stuff that like.
Bye-bye.
No, but like canned olives.
Goodbye. No.
Why? They're like perfectly safe.
Nope.
No?
If they were perfectly safe, they wouldn't put an expiration on it.
I have to say, sometimes I like when there's an expiration date because it gives me a reason to throw stuff away and clean out the fridge.
Yeah.
Like condiments in my fridge are like, they're like overpopulating everything else. Like there's no food in my fridge sometimes. And
a thousand
there's like
condiments.
Every shelf is full.
Or like every relish made in the world.
Relish,
where you're like,
pickles, mustards. Like, and then you're like, well, I can't throw it away. It's not bad.
You know what's even better than that?
What?
When your fridge dies.
Ooh, and then you do a full
mine
purge.
Mine died like a few weeks ago, and
I thought mine was dead a few nights ago. The lights went out.
Everything died. I woke up, and it was warm, and I was like, get the trash can. I cleared
See,
out
doesn't
the
it feel good?
Thing.
It feels
so
good. Yeah, but then you're just going to repopulate.
I know. It already looks like shit.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose fridge is like just.
Who?
My friend Aubrey.
Oh.
And I've told her that. And she is just like, it's just like a need-to-know basis
How,
in
though?
Her fridge. I don't know. And she has two kids.
Does she have a condiment fridge? Greg and I always talk about having a fridge just for condiments.
I do.
You do?
Well, I mean, I use the outside fridge. Oh. I put all of our... I keep the day-to-days in there.
Yeah.
But like all the olives.
The pickles and olives really
pickles,
take up a
olives,
lot of real estate.
All that bullshit.
They really
that
get you.
All goes outside. Even like the minced garlic.
Ooh.
Because I know where it is if I need it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't need those little hockey pucks bouncing around.
I know.
You know, they're so
it's
annoying.
Frustrating. All right, so you abide by the expiration date in general. You're a believer.
100%. Yes. Absolutely.
Would you eat something if you were starving and, like, on a deserted island? And it was perfectly fine, but it was, like, a year expired?
No.
You would starve?
Yeah.
You would sooner starve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sooner start.
I'm not going to share my expired food with you when we're stranded on an island.
What has Duran eaten that's expired?
I don't know, but oftentimes when I'm trying to clean out the fridge, he'll be like, what are you doing?
Oh, he could never live with Mike. He could never. Mike will be like, it just looks bad. He doesn't even look. He's like, it looks gross.
Like, you haven't touched that in a year. It's been sitting in there.
Yeah, it's gross.
My nanny, Gabby, though, will throw away everything, even if it's, like, weeks or months out. She'll be like, this looks like it should go. And I'm like, calm down. Slow your roll.
Yeah, I throw out everything, though. When in doubt, throw it out.
All right.
Bye.
Fine.
How's your coffee from Jacques?
Listen to my suction cups. It's great, actually.
I've run into, like, three people with the same thing. And I dropped my phone today, cracked the whole damn thing.
No way.
This day. Mercury better be wrapping
shit
up. Was
it before or after they denied you access to get on?
Before it kicked off my day this morning.
Nice.
So
you know what? Cotty and I have been trying to nail down these 12-foot skeletons without paying over market price, a pop for 3 years.
Okay.
Has it been 3 years?
3 years.
3 years, year after year. Last year, they sold out in July. So I thought we were like total goners.
Can you believe that I?
So yesterday morning, Cotty sends me DM, like message, like, the skeletons are live. Order one. You can only get one. And so.
There were three in LA. I got the alert. Three in Los Angeles.
Oh,
at 7:06, I texted you at like 7:10. I was
they were gone in like seconds. So
seconds.
I got on, started to check out, put in the credit card, everything. And it was like, oh, actually, we don't have any more in stock now. We can't deliver to your address. So then I put in Duran's factory address and I was like, and it let me. It was like, oh, we have some in, I don't even know, like Vernon or something.
Yeah.
They had one. And so they delivered it today. I said, Duran, there's a 12-foot skeleton coming to the factory today.
Cannot wait. I cannot wait to set that up.
So finally got them. But you know what? For a second, I was like, do we even want them anymore? Did you have that feeling?
Nope.
Where I was like, do we even want them anymore?
Yeah, I
we
did.
Have been,
I did.
Like, I wanted this thing so bad for so long. And now I'm just like, I want to be like, fuck off. Like, I don't want to spend. Because it ended up.
It blinks.
Well, did you have to pay for shipping twice?
Do you know how embarrassing it was this morning?
Do you have to pay for shipping twice or just once? You had to pay the $79 twice? No.
I hope Mike doesn't listen to this. It was like a full-blown moving truck that showed up.
Yeah. Did they call
Wait till you see the box. It's a 90-pound box. Two men carried it off of a truck, and Mike's like, what is happening?
So how? Why is it so much bigger than the 12-foot witch?
I think because of the...
The femurs?
The
hip bones?
No, the torso.
Yeah. Oh, the rib cage?
It blinks.
I know. It blinks. Have you never been in person with one?
No.
My friend had one the first year. She got it on eBay. I think she paid like 4 times the price for it.
Stupid.
No, the eyes are like digital and it's like... Haw,
okay.
Haw. It's like meaty.
Okay, here's my problem. So Mike goes out of town. He's about to fly right now.
Where's he going?
Seattle.
Fine. Bye.
And in my head, I'm like, okay, so I need to... Because whenever I order two of something, I get like buffet anxiety and I just order like I just want to buy it out so I have options.
One for me, one for you.
Yeah.
Two.
And yeah. So he's like, well, how many boxes? What are these? And I was like, they're Samantha's. I always say that. The witches. And so my fear is this. What if the fucker falls?
No, he has. You don't understand. I've seen this
okay,
in person.
What happens?
There's like tethers, like stakes. That go into the ground, okay. Like around each foot.
Okay.
And you like plant, I think.
It's on a metal base.
But there's
so got
to be a way
you...
to do it if you're not on dirt. But I saw it like in a front yard, like, and the stakes were like in the dirt. It wouldn't fall. You could like hug it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of. I'm going to put it, so you know how the house like this, well, most houses are like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right in the corner. It's epic.
But now I'm like, is it played? Are we losers that we still want
it? I've never seen one in my neighborhood. This is going to be a showstopper.
So now we're returning the 12-foot witch?
Yeah, the witch is done.
Luckily, I didn't open mine.
You're so lucky. I opened mine.
So Cottie's fear was that she was going to have too many figurines in her yard. Too many 12-foot figurines, and she was going to look like a freaky cat lady or something.
Yeah. Like I hoard baby dolls.
It would look weird.
It would
like
look
you have
weird.
To have one centerpiece.
No.
Where is Soul Sucker going to go, though? Backyard?
I'm thinking that.
Yeah, he can't compete.
No,
he cannot compete with
and
the
Soul
Sucker
skeleton. Is like the kids love playing with it, and there's like
Ted
older
likes
people that live
the dying little girl.
There's older people that live next door,
yeah,
and it's like your soul will be mine forever. And the only times they play it are before school and after school. It's just some awful timing to have Soul Sucker going off at like 7 a.m. Where I'm like, go off as much as you want, put it in the backyard.
Yeah,
but see, that's why I'm going to do the sneaky maneuver while Mike's out of town.
Yeah,
where I'm going to place the skeleton, maybe put pumpkins around him.
Yeah,
the base.
Yeah,
and then move
a chic display
out front. That's a real like. We've got a lot of foot traffic in front of our house.
I still feel tad douchey though. I'm like,
no,
like now I'm on
never.
This train. I've been trying to get on this train for so long. Now, you know, it's like I got rejected so many times that I just want to reject the skeleton.
Have you seen one in your neighborhood?
Well, no one trick-or-treats in my neighborhood.
Exactly. It's going to be a showstopper right in front of your house.
Where should I do it? Like, I should do it climbing up the garage. Have you seen it? People put it on buildings before?
No.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Wait,
there
what?
Was one. There was a building downtown L.A. that had, like, 10 of them, which, by the way, I was annoyed that they had procured that many for themselves. Like, climbing up onto the side of the building and then on the roof of this building. Like, it was like a commercial building in L.A. Are you looking it up?
Oh, God. All of...
What?
All of the blogs are like, is it coming back? This is epic.
You know they're gone. I don't know how the hell you knew that it was live. How did you know?
Because I signed up for notifications.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, because I did
twice.
Like 2 years
twice.
Ago. Oh. Because I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Look,
it's crazy.
They're selling online right now. $650.
So there's no more on Home Depot?
Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that tip. So wait, were you really buying me the witch like to as a gift, or were you just like trying to deter Mike from thinking it was all you?
It was a combination of both. What do I do with the other one?
Like it was like this. These aren't them, but it was like this kind of on a commercial like big building downtown LA. So it like scale.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have room in the front of your house next to the gate where you could just put them next to the gate? Or do not enough people see that?
No one sees that. Don't worry about me.
Or do you put it on the top?
Worry about you.
I'm so excited. Not even Moira can bring me
it
down.
It really is quite a victory.
It's such a victory, and that's a forever, forever staple in our Halloween.
So do I get a different birthday present then if I give you the witch's, the witch's tit back?
But what does this mean? What are you going to do with the other skeleton? Just return it?
No. Wait, what do you mean? You're giving me one of yours?
I'm not giving you two.
I was going to cancel, but you already told me to continue.
Yeah. So well, here's what... Okay, so this is what I need to know. I'm returning the witches.
Okay.
Do I take another skeleton, like your skeleton back, and return it for you?
Oh, interesting. Maybe. Let's discuss later.
Okay.
If no one else really wants it.
We could
or
sell it.
Or do you want two?
I don't have room for two. Okay. At the new house, I do. It would be epic.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Leanne is a real big Halloween
junkie. Have you offered
it
to her?
Yeah, and her dad comes in town this week. And I'm like, if you want to buy it.
Yeah. What'd she say?
Oh, I haven't talked to her again. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, I think Leanne is going to come on the podcast. I think next week or the week after. Cottie's sister-in-law, Leanne, whose podcast we went on recently, who's really funny. She's fun.
She's so funny. And you know what I've been doing?
What?
I've been styling her lately.
Yeah, you told me this.
Crushing it.
All right, show me the looks. I'll be the judge if you're crushing it or not.
Well, her look in Just for Laughs was really good.
I saw that one.
She got a lot of compliments.
Was that the leather jacket one?
No.
Was that the
Just for
Assless less. Chaps one?
No, she looked really pretty. So I'm so excited. When are we going to Target?
We've got we need to go to Target tomorrow.
No.
Why?
I don't know. We'll debate this.
Tomorrow was our original plan. You want to change it?
What time? I can't go midday.
If you really want to, I can go in the morning. If you really want to get in on like the goods there, now's the time before the Halloween. Yeah, before the Halloween crowd comes for it.
Exhausting.
All right, let me know.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you this picture before we go.
Do you know that I was like heard that BMW was charging people like a monthly fee to use the heated seats in their own car? Swear. Have you heard this?
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, BMW, like, so you buy or lease a car that has heated seats, right?
Yeah.
Are you okay? And they coffee. So they wasn't like it wasn't activated until you paid this to like $18.99 a month to use your heated seats.
No, thank you.
So I think they're doing away with it because everyone's complaining. They're like, I have the function in my car. Like, why am I paying for it? But it's the same thing.
It's like Sirius.
Sirius is a little different because it's a third
it's a
party
subscription. But
yeah. Like, for instance, like. Both of my cars have location, devices on them, like that. So you can have it. You have an app, and it shows you where the car is. You can unlock it. You can lock it.
Yeah.
You can turn the air on. Whatever. Nothing crazy.
I have that too, but I never set it up.
So they like give it to you free for the first year, and then after that, they're like pay for it. But I'm like, why should I pay for it? My car's equipped with this function. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's like the
but
yeah.
You pay for it. That seems a little
that's
more justifiable
little
than the heated
up.
Seats. The heated seats, they're like, yeah, you have heated seats, but they won't turn on unless you pay us.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you find this out?
I read it. Like, it was on the news.
It's weird.
Yeah. I know.
It's weird. Do you know what
Well, it's not going over well with the
ironically,
the
my
consumer.
My dad's always driven Mercedes, like that's his car, he loves it, and one year he decided to switch over to BMW.
Yeah,
I think he did, and the seat heater lit on fire and he got rid of the car.
Whoa,
it burned a hole through, and he was like, done.
I haven't had a BMW in a long time.
I love BMW.
Duran had a lemon, remember that, like X6?
It
was
a
lemon. They fully like refunded him. Ugh.
What a blessing.
So I told you there was like a power surge in March at my house, and like it blew out a bunch of my appliances and like outlets and things. I actually never really knew what a power surge was, really, because I'd never encountered
it's a power surge.
Yeah, but like not like to the point where everything's in jeopardy. Like everything plugged in is basically in jeopardy. Like my Nespresso machine was fried. I mean, stupid things, but like big things too, like my oven, outlets, light switches. Like it was.
That's weird.
A large array of things that were like broke, like not just like let's call someone to fix it. They were just like it was like fried, done.
Okay.
And it was because something fell on a power line. And so it was like me. It was the neighborhood. I don't know how many blocks. Like, surged all the power. So.
And you did that?
This was in March.
No, I know, but your house did that.
My house did it. But okay. Also, like, my neighbors, I wasn't, like, an isolated. It was definitely, like, a few blocks.
Not like you caused it.
No, no. It was, like, a storm and, like, a tree hit the thing. But then the transformer exploded.
Yes.
That's, like, you know, on the line. And so then I called them and I was like, what will you guys do? What will DWP do for me? Like, this was like, a crazy expense and also, like, time and, like, trying to fix all these things. And I'm thinking they would, like, do something, you know? I didn't think they'd cover everything, like, to the dollar, but I was like, they'll do something. I mean, I'm paying them, you know, that's, like, one of the biggest bills that you pay, like, in a house. Like, even if they just comped my bill for, like, a month or two, I'd be happy, right?
Dream on, yeah.
So I submit this claim in March or maybe April, like, a few weeks after it happened. And they email me back being like, your claim's been submitted. And I kept being like, well, what's the time frame? They're like, we don't have a time frame, but we got it, whatever, right? So cut to yesterday, September. And so 6 months later, they're like,
kidding?
We've received your claim. They're like, we'd like to inform you that it has been rejected. literally, that was it. Like, it was like, if you would like to hire an attorney or something, then you need to do so now. Like, there wasn't like, it's rejected because of this, or it's, we can't cover that, or blah, blah, blah. Like, there was no explanation. So now I like,
you know, it's brilliant.
Raged.
They wait long enough where you're like, you just surrender.
You've
like,
already
if they had sent that.
You've already absorbed it.
Yeah. If you had sent that, if they had sent you the rejection like 4 weeks after, you would have still been like, fight the good fight.
So you've already absorbed it, right?
Yeah. You're just like,
so
meh.
I called a lawyer.
Lord.
I called a lawyer that we work
of
with for other
did.
Things. And I was like, what can we do? Because DWP, I think, is like, they're like going to kill me in my sleep. I just think they're like above the law. Like, they like do whatever they want. I mean, really, like, who's going to fight them, right?
Samantha Silverman. Well,
so the lawyer was like, listen, he's like, if it's under 10 grand, which like it's about that. It's like probably like even if I got five or two, if they said here's $500. I would have been like, it was a win. You know, like, yeah. I would have been fine. They're just like rejected. No explanation. So he was like, look, this, I don't have time to like deal with this. And like, it's not really worth you getting, you know, legally involved in this. Just take them to small claims court. I was like, can you? He's like, yeah.
Ugh.
So you know I took my landlords
I
when I was renting to small claims court and won. Because small claims court is always in favor of, like, the little guy.
Yeah.
So don't put it past me. I think I'm taking DWP to small claims court.
Oh, my Lord.
It's principle. It's principle. You think they're going to... But you know what's going to happen?
What?
They're not going to want to deal with it.
And they're just going to go, here's $500. And you'll go,
meh. Not 500. At that point, no. Mama wants more than that.
Do you know?
Do you think I'll win?
I don't. Okay. I think they're going to dick you around.
Okay. Watch it. Watch me. Watch me win.
I don't know. That's exhausting. And here I am returning witches to Home Depot.
Which, at least that box isn't as massive.
You have no idea what to expect with this skeleton box.
I've seen it.
The box?
Yeah.
Oh, he brought it home already?
I'm not a newbie to this game.
You've seen the box?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason why people who try to buy them and like sell them for so much money online.
Don't even take them out of the box?
No, don't. It's not even worth it because then they're going to be like, well, you know, you're buying it. They're making a few hundred bucks, but then like shipping's like $400. Something crazy. If that's why Home Depot doesn't even want to deliver it to you if you're not within a certain range because it's such a big thing.
Yeah, the shipping.
I love how I ordered it yesterday and they were like, it's here today. You're welcome.
You
goodbye.
I can't wait.
They don't
to
want
put
it
mine
in
up.
Their warehouse. It takes up too much like room. Oh. Wait, so Mike's out of town all weekend?
No, he comes back tomorrow because Lola's birthday is on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I'm not coming, right?
Okay.
Wait, what? You told me not to come.
Well, no, you don't have to. There's nothing to do there.
I'm coming to Teddy's, but that's not till October, okay. Right? Did you know it's Lisa's twin's birthday today?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I'm going to that party on Saturday.
Now we know who your true friends are.
No, but like, I don't know. Do you think Dom will have fun at the thing if I bring him? No.
At Lola's? No.
Yeah. Dom asked me if I knew how old Cousin It was supposed to be. Like, how old is
he still want to be that for Halloween?
That or like... Steve from Minecraft. But I was like, that's such an interesting question. Like, cousin It is like, he's not like a kid. Like, he lives on his own or whatever. But like, how old no is he one supposed would know. To be? No one would know.
I got struck by Jacques' caffeine again.
Oh, come
Never
on.
Again.
What do you mean?
It's caffeinated. I think it's because I started drinking this right after.
So I kind of want to like shave your face. Was I telling you this?
What?
Do you ever do the shaving on your face?
No.
Why?
Why? Have you done it?
Yeah. And now I like can't imagine not doing it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Can I do it to you?
Yeah.
Next time?
Sure.
It's called dermaplaning.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I did this when we were at Paradigm.
No, not
yes, I
like
did.
This. What did you use?
It was a doctor did it.
No. This is the type
with
of
cold
thing.
Ice or with hot ice and a razor. Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. So my facialist will do it like whenever I get a facial, which is random. Like yeah. I'm not always getting them. But so I tried a few different ones. I found one that I really like, and it literally just like shaves the peach fuzz off of your face, like the white.
Do you break out?
No, but it makes like makeup application and product like absorb so much more, and your skin is so soft because it's really like exfoliating like that.
I'm scared.
Dead layer of skin.
Okay.
But when I was talking to you the other day when we were leaving here, I was noticing all the peach fuzz on your face, and I wanted to shave it off.
Wait, you know what's
Can
so funny?
Can I do it?
Yeah,
can
when?
I do like one cheek and you'll be like,
no,
oh.
No, we're either doing
no, no,
all my face.
First, we're going to do
no.
one cheek and you're going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Really?
Yes. I think real friends tell their other real friends.
Okay,
when
so
they
what's
need to
so
shave their
funny
face.
Is I took
and
a picture of my eye the other day in the car because I just have beautiful colored eyes. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, God, my eyes are so pretty.
Yeah.
And then I took a picture.
Yeah.
And my face, look, what's so funny? No, just grab my face.
Say, you're not offended, right?
No.
Because when you were in the light, I was like, I need to shave that old lady face.
When are we doing it, though?
I mean, I'll do it to you tomorrow, if you want.
Sure.
We could just video it.
Okay.
It's so rewarding. But now
I'm
going to
be
like,
so pissed off if I have a beard.
What do you mean? After?
Yeah.
You won't.
But
Google it, by the way. I already have the information, but if you are in doubt, it doesn't, like, shaving your arm, shaving anything, it doesn't bring, like, I think that's, like, kind
I don't think it's a myth.
Maybe on your legs, but not on your face. I'm doing it. You're going to be, like, life-changed. You're going to be, thank me.
I'm going to be so upset if I grow a beard.
You are not going to grow a beard. And you're going to get one of these things, so you just, like, do it whenever you see anything. Really, the main areas are, like, here. And, like, you'll be surprised how much I get off. I'm going to show it to you.
Are you going to bring it to my house tomorrow?
Sure. Are we going to Target?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We got to get the goods, bitch.
I'll bring you a fresh razor, too. How about that?
Ew, you just use, like, a razor?
No, it's, like, a blade. And, yeah. like, it says
Oh, it's like a pink blade that you go, ping.
No. I'll show you. But it says, like, use a new one every time. But I think if you're just doing a little spot, then you don't need to use a new one every time. For me. But for you, I'll use a fresh one on you.
Good. Again, we have this on tape. I'm going to be really, really upset.
What?
If I have like a 5 o'clock shadow.
You're not.
I'm really going to be upset. Like, honestly, if that happens.
It hasn't happened.
You're paying for my laser.
Fine.
Really? 8 rounds of laser therapy on my face if I have a beard.
Fine. You won't.
I'm just envisioning myself like a character on American Horror Story.
You're going to be like amazed by what this does for you.
Okay.
Life changing. What are you going to do for me in return?
Bitch, I got you a skeleton.
It's okay. I'll buy my own.
And you know what? The doctor's like telling me where to apply. I'm all over the place. Telling me where to apply testosterone. And he's like, it needs to be in a place without hair. And I was like,
are you still doing that?
No. But that's when he told me like months ago. And I was like, why?
For absorption?
Because it binds to hair and then it'll make hair grow like a maniac. And in my head, I'm like, should I put it on my eyebrows?
You want more brow?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. See? This is what I was saying. I always wanted like more brow.
Yeah.
You have good brows though.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I think I crushed last week's tutorial.
Did you see my right eyebrow
in the
videos?
It looked good. And then you took
it
off.
I wish Mabel was more invested in us.
She is. She's
got
a lot
Instagram.
On her plate. She has a lot going on.
Jacques
She's
would
very
be
invested.
Like really
Jacques,
invested.
Jacques needs to come on.
Yeah, where is Jacques?
Should we bring Jacques on?
Oh! At Target tomorrow, let's buy walkie-talkies for Jacques.
Yes.
Right?
I want to bring Jacques on. If Leanne's not coming on next week, can Jacques come on for like a second?
Can we make him sit on the ground right between us?
And give him a little portable mic?
A handheld? A lav? Jacques would probably sit and be the same height as us.
Jacques is tall.
I wonder if Jacques listens.
He does. He loves it.
I hope so.
He really does. So what other burning topics do you have for me?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued by my face.
Oh, my God. Wait. This was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
Have you seen what's happening to Crocs in the escalators?
Oh, escalators, right? How terrifying. Even more of a reason not to buy those nasty little things.
So they're telling people not to wear Crocs like in any public like spaces, right?
How is it eating?
That was do you see the picture?
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. It was like grinded it.
I don't believe it.
No, but like, aside from being hideous, they're not that functional. Like, Luca will wear them and I'm like, don't you have PE today? He's like, yeah, it's fine. I can run in them. I'm like,
No. I never.
They're like made of Play-Doh.
I would never let Ted wear Crocs to school. And other parents would. And I'd be like, that's a really dumb move. And they're like, why? I was like, my niece broke her upper jaw from tripping in Crocs.
Really? How old was she?
Like three, two or three.
Yeah, I feel like they're very
clunky. It's stupid. They're so clunky.
Yeah. Did you ever wear them?
Crocs?
No. Whatever. You wear weird other hookah shoes that look hideous.
Crocs? You're asking me if I've ever... Have you ever owned Crocs?
No.
Yeah, like, I'm not an OB. Why would I wear Crocs?
Well, you know what, though? I feel like Yeezy was... Like, because of, like, the they made so many, like, different foam shoes, and these kids were wearing, like, the slides and, like, you know, the slip-ons. And I feel like that became really popular with kids, the Yeezy ones. And then when everyone stopped buying Yeezy, and they kind of, I think they've stopped making them, then I think the Crocs had, like, this crazy resurgence. They're, like, psyched, by the way.
And when kids wear Crocs, I'm like, ugh. They're like little swamp feet. It's just so gross.
Sweaty.
But you know what's so funny? In my head, I'm like, I buy them a pair of Crocs. They're so practical.
I just bought platform Uggs, and I'm on the fence if I should keep them.
Oh, those are probably cute.
They are.
Like Dr. Scholl's? Like wood?
No. I'm sorry. Uggs.
No, I know. Do they have a wood platform?
No. It's the foam, just like thicker foam.
Ew.
So you're getting like a lift, but they're the mini, like mini low. All right. Target, face shaving.
Tomorrow.
Important topics that will be addressed.
You have it here that if this backfires, Sev with Sam, that's our next segment.
You might want to come just to my house right now and let me do it.
No. No, I have makeup on.
So?
Mm-mm. I'm going to wash it, moisturize. I'm going to break out. I know I will. I'm going to break out.
No, you're not. Why would you break out?
I don't know. Oiled ducks?
Your logic.
What are we buying at Target tomorrow?
Halloween goods.
No, Ave.
Whatever else comes across our path.
Let's go to the North Hollywood one.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Which one should we go
best.
To?
It's the best. It's the biggest.
Is that the one on Victory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's kind of sketch, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's right by your new house.
Or Sherman Oaks. The Sherman Oaks one's pretty big, too. It's two stories.
I haven't been.
Sherman Oaks is bomb.
Take me where you will.
God, I wish we had, like, a consultant on this show to tell us the best location. I guess I'm the closest thing.
West Hollywood is the one I've always gone to. And
oh, no.
Okay, and they always have a good selection.
They
so
do, but
it's always rummaged. Bigger than that, huh?
Sherman Oaks is two stories.
Okay.
North Hollywood is rather large, but a bit sketch.
Okay.
You're definitely filling out, like, a clipboard application on your way in. You know. But I think Sherman Oaks. Let's do Sherman Oaks.
Fine. Done.
Yeah.
Great.
No one goes there. That's right around the corner from my new house.
All right. It's been fun.
We're not done.
You're riveting.
How long? Signing off with 74 heart rate.
I think we're good.